Joined by Shenville High School's Tony Taylor and Melanie Yaxley, and they're here to talk about the Arsenal charity team and a football match. Is it a football match?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, first of all, Tony, what do you do at the Shenville School?
I'm one of the assistant head teachers, and part of my responsibility is to work with our fantastic and dedicated PTA, a wonderful group of parents that strive tirelessly to raise money for the school, and we're very proud of them. And that's how I'm involved with the organisation. As is in the national press at the moment, there are issues with school funding, yeah. And that is a big part of the current general election campaign.
Yeah.
The traditional role of a PTA and the role that our PTA works through is to buy optional additional extras that the school wants or needs.
Mm-hmm.
So they've contributed to our extracurricular clubs through building go-karts that were raced in the Billericay go-kart race last week.
Yeah.
They have provided science equipment for extracurricular clubs and gifted and talented clubs.
Yeah.
So they perform that kind of function, and it's fantastic because it gives the kids resources that will help them out in a massive way.
Because I knew a few music teachers. They're always great fun, but they said there's been quite a lot of cuts in sort of music classes and stuff, and it's really good for kids as well as doing, you know, maths and English. It's always good to do the creative things as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's something we really focus on at Shenfield High School. You know, we've got a fantastic PE department, we've got a fantastic performing arts department.
Mm.
From our sporting successes, we're in the top 100 schools for cricket, the only state school to be there, which is something we're very proud of. In the top 15 schools for sport, and we're the only non-selective state school in that as well. So it's something that we're very, very proud of. So to be able to bring Arsenal in to help us raise some funds for the school is absolutely phenomenal, and it's something we're very pleased about. But it is a big part of our curriculum, and it's something that we strive for perfection at.
Mm.
You know, and we encourage all our young people to get involved in sport, get involved in drama, get involved in all those extracurricular things, and it's the PTA that allow us to provide those.
Now, you're looking over very glamorous, I must admit. I do love it. You've got a lovely colour. You came in straight away, so you've got a lovely colour. It's Melanie Yaxley.
Yeah.
You've got a lovely colour. Have you been away?
I've been to Spain, yeah.
Oh, I thought you might have been away. It looks natural. It's natural. Whereabouts did you go?
My mum's got a house in Calpe. Oh. And then I went to Mallorca as well with my husband for a weekend.
Oh, lovely.
So, yeah, topped it up.
I need to become friends with you, desperately. So what's your role at the school?
Well, we don't really, it's the PTA, we don't have a particular role, so to speak. We all do whatever we can. We do make a lot of teas and coffees,
yep,
for the evening events, and we raise funds. This is our biggest event, actually, that we've done so far, so we're hoping that we'll get a lot of people down to support us.
And again, that's to raise funds
For the school. Yeah.
So have you been involved for quite a few years, or is quite new for
two,
you?
3 years.
Yeah.
3 years, yeah. It's a new team. We've been actually started 3 years ago, so,
And you've got children at the school?
I've got two girls, yeah, one in year seven, one in year nine.
What is that? Because I always get confused now with what's the age?
The first year and the third year from when we was young.
So are they 7 and 9, or are they...
First year is 11.
That's it.
And then 9 is 13, 14.
See, I wouldn't even be able to get through that stage of working out where I was meant to be going. I find it very, very confusing. Now, Arsenal football team, why have you picked in particular Arsenal?
Well, one of the ladies is a very big fan of Arsenal, and that's she got in touch with them, and they was very kindly said they'll come along and help us.
Right, so tell us all about the event and where
it's the Arsenal charity team that's coming along. We don't actually know who is celebrity-wise is coming, and they do have a large amount of celebrities on the team, don't they?
We've been given a squad list.
Oh, have we now?
Obviously,
I didn't know that.
They can't guarantee that specifically people are going to be there on the day, and Arsenal are very clear that, you know, we can't guarantee appearances. But there's a range of ex-Arsenal players. There are comedians, there are actors, there are singers, there are people from massive shows that people know. I don't really want to mention any names because I don't want to get anybody's hopes up, but they are celebrities that people will know, which is fantastic.
What day is it going to be taking place?
It's on Sunday.
On Sunday.
This Sunday coming, and it starts at 1 o'clock. The gates open at 1 o'clock.
And is it at the school?
It's at the school in the fields, yeah.
And is there a charge for people to get? How much is it to
get
in?
Yes, there is. The adult charge is £8, children are £4, and then we have a family ticket for £20. That's if you do it online beforehand. Mm. If you actually go to the gate, it does work out a little bit more expensive, but we are hoping that people will pre-book their tickets online first.
And is that through the school website? Or?
That is through our school Twitter page and Facebook page, and it's the SHS PTA.
So who's going to play the team against them? I'm looking at yourself, Tony. Are you on the opposing team to take them down?
I'm not. I don't think I could run for that long, to be perfectly honest with you.
Not in goal, then. No. So who have you got on the opposing team?
We've got a range of staff. We've got parents. We've got some of our sponsors who are working with us. It's going to be very interesting because it's over 30s.
Yep.
So it's a chance for us... us more mature people.
Don't be looking at me.
No, I'm not looking at you.
I've been standing to the side for watching.
It's a chance for us to show, you know, the youngsters that we've still got the skills that are required and so on. It's going to be a fantastic day. As well as the match, that's going to be our crown jewel. Kickoff, as Manny said, is at 1 o'clock. But there's going to be inflatables, there's going to be a pop-up bar, there's going to be stalls selling jewellery and sweets, and there's going to be a big bubble football pitch. So it's going to be a really good family day for everybody to be involved in. And everybody's welcome.
And what time is it? Does it open earlier, or does it start at 1 o'clock when the football match
kicks off at one gates at 12?
Kicks off at one gates at 12.
And is there parking as well?
There is. If you're coming in, we're using the Oliver Road car park, not the Alexander Lane one. The Alexander Lane one's for VIPs only, so that's where I'll be parking, obviously.
I'm not.
I thought you'd say and me as well.
So now, if they come in through the Oliver Road entrance, there's the car park, then we'll also be using the playground, and that's where the entrance will be for the ticket jacks.
Oh, that's going to be exciting.
I can't wait. It's going to be a fantastic day, really.
We've also got a Prosecco van, which is very important.
Really? I didn't even know such things existed.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
Is that in the school every day?
No, unfortunately not.
We're hoping to raise a fair amount. The money that we raise will go towards the school and enhancements for the school.
Yeah.
Arsenal also takes some for their charities. We've been very fortunate with some of our sponsors who've agreed to match the sponsorship money that our players raise. So we're very grateful for that. And all our sponsors are in our match day programme.
Yeah.
So you'll find out who those are. We've got shirt sponsors, we've got match sponsors, we've got absolutely everybody, and that's all in our programme. It's just going to be an excellent day. It'd be lovely to see as many people as possible down there on Sunday.
Please calm down.
We used to just have a school fete when I was a kid. That's all we got. And then we raised about £4 and I don't even know where that went.
And a tin of beans.
Yeah, it's
in the raffle.
Things have moved on. It was always a tin of beans. Thank you very much for both coming
in.
And don't
Thanks
forget
for having us.
Check out the website for Shenfield High School and get along. If you love Arsenal, you love football, you'll get loads of celebrities there as well. And I'm sure they'll be doing some autographs and photographs.
Absolutely.
And like
in the programme, we've got an autograph book, so
they can
sign their programmes.
No tins of beans. I still got to make
No tins of beans.
You can't win one of those. Thanks very much to my guests.